Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
I said, give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zayda Zay.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks.
Hey everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I'm Lewis Howley. I'm Sam Spoker. We are Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the star, the NXT UK champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
You are watching and listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Ro Moran, and Chino Liao coming to you for another live stream as we kick off the month of October. And as we mentioned during the pre-show, Anyway, as we mentioned during the pre-show, this is Chino's last live stream for the next few months. So Chino, let's tell everybody what's happening on your end.
Why? I like how you just drop like casually where I live and what my family does from time to time. Like it's not like of any concern. My health and safety aren't any concern of yours. It's fine. Ikaw naman to eh. Hindi naman ikaw yung kakatukin ng strangers sa bahay mo. But I'm just gonna be taking some time off for a bit and be seeing you guys by February. Yun lang. Wag na sabihin ko saan ako pupunta, diba? Like, it's not...
I mean, for sure...
Kasi ng listeners...
For sure, hindi ka naman masastuck. Masastuck sa...
I highly doubt na mag-extend yung stay ko wherever right. It is I'm going because things have normalized.
Right. Okay,
both
that's great.
Parts
that's great.
Of the destinations. So, feeling ko naman by... When I say I'll be back by Feb, I will be back by Feb.
All right.
Shout out to Waki and Emil in the comments.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Hey, guys, di pa ako mawala.
First contributions. He's not leaving, okay? Yeah. He's not leaving the show. He's just taking a break.
Yeah, this all sounds like you're eulogizing me. Guys, buhay pa ako.
I will just he's on a break, di ba? Sabi nga ni yeah. Ross, he's on a break.
Yes.
Yun lang.
Yes.
All right. So as we get to what we're going to talk about for this week, as usual, there's a lot on our plate. But of course, we can't be doing what we're doing without the support of all of our listeners and all our viewers on the podcast, especially the Wrestling Podcast patrons. And now is as good a time as any to be part of our patron program because it's the start of a brand new month.
Yeah, that's right. We've got two new pay-per-views coming this month. So we got AEW Full Gear happening next week. And we also, Sunday, Manila time, yun, we also have Survivor Series happening November 22, Manila time. That's a Monday as well. You got to, catch these shows live with us. There's a little bird that said na baka bumalik na yung viewing party soon-ish, kind of. Maybe eventually, but closer than ever. But for now, we got to do the watch parties on Discord. And if you want to join that, you can do so by signing up for our Patreon, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. For as low as 250 pesos a month, you get access to our Discord community. You get exclusive review content of all the TV shows and pay-per-views. You get exclusive merch and merch pasabay when we do that stuff. All for a low price of 250 pesos a month. Again, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast.
Now, we also got to say thanks to one of our sponsors here on the podcast, and those are our friends over at NordVPN.
Okay, malapit na ang Marvel movies. But while we're not having the Marvel movies just yet in our cinemas, you can get that exclusive content and protect your online surfing right now when you subscribe to NordVPN. And all you got to do is use our affiliate link to get a very special deal. It's podlink.co/476, podlink.co/476. It will take you to the NordVPN site where you can subscribe for 2 years and 4 months of protection from NordVPN. Get that now.
All right. So since we said na Chino's going to be taking a break for the next few months, all the more reason that we need a new co-host on the Wrestling Podcast to join the fun here on the live streams and on our audio-only episodes. So Chino, let the people know what they need to do if they want to be part of the show.
Well, firstly, you all need to follow us on Spotify. Just hit the follow button there on Spotify. And then from there, you will need to craft a video or a video reaction to the latest episode in the Wrestling Podcast. So based on that video, you will need to, number one, sound articulate. You can need to be able to form your own thoughts and opinions. You also need to be a little bit entertaining. Now, by entertaining, hindi namin gustong makakita ng promo. Okay? We just want you to be yourself and have an opinion and be able to express that opinion clearly and concisely. So, after you vet all three requirements, you also need to be updated in the latest happenings in the world of wrestling. So your WWEs, your AEWs, and all that. So after you've met all that criteria, your update in wrestling, your personality, and your speaking abilities, after you've done all that, need to submit a 1 minute long video to us on the Wrestling Podcast social media pages, tagging us. And then from there, you can be part of the selection process as one of the new hosts for this very podcast.
Yo. All right. Thanks, Chino. So there, Boss Waki with a suggestion, parang raw guest host daw isa-isa every week. gulo nun.
Although it would be a good idea if they voted on it, though, para at least may feedback tayo, may live feedback tayo every week.
Actually, kasama yan dun sa considerations namin to fill rather that void that we are looking to fill. Kasi di ba, hindi naman na, alam naman namin na hindi lahat ng tao may time for 7 hours of resting a week.
So at a minimum, no?
Diba? So. We all know that you guys have jobs, but at the same time, you also need to stay updated.
Sabi ni na Kevin and Huge, meron daw bang mga VTR parang Leave the Memories Alone or Greatest Hits ni Chino? Actually, yung time na nag-sprack si Chino, dun palang masaya na ako eh. Yeah. If you can get a clip of that and then just play that, okay
baby na. Babyface producer Gel will hook you up with that right here. Dito, insert niya. It's a time code dito.
All right. Sige, let's get to some wrestling talk. Let's start with Survivor Series. That's the annual November pay-per-view, as we all know. And we've already established for a few years that it's brand versus brand. And yet, we haven't really gotten any setup, probably because both Raw and SmackDown are trying to really let the new roster settle in. So, what do you think about this? Because for me, it's actually weird. Nah, Survivor Series is coming up, but nothing has been set, really.
I like it. It's refreshing kasi alam naman natin lahat na okay, Survivor Series now every year is brand versus brand, SmackDown versus Raw. And you don't need to beat us over the head with it every time. And I feel like everyone knows already without having to be told. So I'm okay with them just working out their own little stories and issues in their own respective shows. Stop us when it's time for November 21. Okay, whoever the champions are and whoever the representatives are, sila yung mag-ano. But I think we'll be getting that in the next couple of weeks, though. So there is still time. I wouldn't worry if I were you. If you really were looking for the brand warfare stuff, I think that it's happening. And there's no reason to think that they've forgotten about that at all.
Ikaw, Chino.
Yeah, no, I like it because it gives the new roster, it's time to breathe. Diba? They've done a few new things ever since the new rosters kicked in. Si Shotzi Blackheart, nag-heel turn So it allows them to really stretch that storyline out as much as possible before we get to Survivor Series. It also, kasi matagal na natin alam na wala naman talagang bearing yung Survivor Series. Eh. It's just, it's like an all-star game, right? You just go there because it's fun. There's nothing really at stake in Survivor Series. No championships really change hands in a Survivor Series pay-per-view. So at the very least, fans of wrestling or of the WWE sort of kind of understand that, okay, this is just a thing that normally happens. Let it happen and then move on.
Yeah, I mean, people in the comments are still asking, baka nga it's not gonna be brand versus brand, tanong ni Emil. I think it is because based on yung promotional materials that they've released on the WWE Network and on Raw and SmackDown, parang yun pa rin, dun pa rin papunta. And they kind of alluded to it, diba? Like when Becky and Charlotte did the title switch, Becky just peaced out of the ring and said na, bahala na kung sino sa inyo magiging women's champion, I'll see you at Survivor Series. So it looks like dun pa rin naman yung direction. Now, as for what Roman J said, are Rhea and Nikki exempted from Survivor Series being the women's tag team champions? I think that's a great question. What do you think?
They'll probably be part of Team Raw more than anything, if they haven't lost the championships to Zelina and Carmella by then. I'm sure they're going to be part of the women's 10-on-10, the 5-on-5.
Thinking ko exempted today kasi they've been taking on challengers from both brands. Meron niya sabi ni Ro. Unless they... feeling like they'll drop to Zelina and Carmella pretty soon. And when that happens, they'll jump right into Team Raw.
Eli in the comments is saying that I think Survivor Series should happen first before the draft kasi parang yun yung evaluation nila for superstars if they're worthy of staying on the brand and that could be worthy of a storyline. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea as well. Pero yun lang, they tinatapat nila yung draft sa season premiere of the show every October. So that's what it is. And I don't think it's changing anytime soon, though.
Yeah, it doesn't look like they're going to adjust just because Survivor Series happens every November. Chino already mentioned this earlier, but let's dig into it a little bit more as we go to SmackDown. So over the weekend, we saw Shotzi turn heel. And it was actually a double turn because Sasha finally turned face again, but yun nga, at the expense of Shotzi. So what did you think of this Shotzi heel turn? For me, it's major out of nowhere. I didn't see that coming, even though I have been reading about it on the internet.
I don't know. It's weird. I feel like it was weird to me as well. Because Shotzi could prove to be very popular. I don't think the ingredients are there just yet for a heel Shotzi. She is way too goofy. But I think she can change that. Siempre, there's always room to prove us wrong there. But I guess they didn't want to have Charlotte and Sasha both heel at the same time. So that part I can get. Okay, Sasha is never going to take heel points away from Charlotte. So okay lang na siya yung maging face. But at the expense of Shotzi, I don't think so. I feel like if they needed a heel, I think I would have given it to Toni Storm first.
Yeah, because we've seen Toni as a heel now, about NXT. Bruce says, what happened to Tegan Nox? She's on Raw, but we haven't really seen her since then. Chino, your thoughts on Shotzi now being a heel?
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, it came out of nowhere, and it might be unwarranted. But at the same time, I feel like when you call somebody up from NXT, you're also giving them the opportunity to showcase a different side of themselves. Diba? Kasi daming best nangyari to with Andrade, with... as recently as Keith Lee, diba? Even though it took a while for him, lagi silang they always allow some room for change with these new wrestlers. Now, most times, in fact, it does not work. But I really don't want to speak prematurely for Shotzi Blackheart. Kasi malay natin, ma-pull off pa niya, diba?
Yeah, mamimiss natin yung tank for sure. Kasi diba, it's such a babyface thing. Like, whoa, she's got a tank. Unless she starts using the tank to like deliberately injure people. I mean, nangyari na on NXT, diba? Sinagasaan nila si Robert Stone or yung at least yung pani Robert Stone. So they could probably do something on SmackDown still with the tank para kontrabida pa rin si Shotzi dun. People in the comments are asking for Mia Yim's whereabouts. Diba nasa Raw din siya dapat?
I don't remember if she was drafted. I can't she quite remember.
Yeah, oh, na draft siya.
Feeling ko Raw siya.
Yeah.
Yeah, kasi lahat ng mga wrestlers na may partners or asawa, di ba, magkakasama naman sila on the same show. So, she's likely on Raw, but, you know, like Toni Storm, we haven't really seen her either. Sticking with SmackDown here, Mustafa Ali came out to answer Drew McIntyre's open challenge, and then after Drew McIntyre beat him, Ali cut a You People promo and accused the crowd of being a racist.
Okay, at first, I didn't like this at all. It is very Muhammad Hassan, and the difference between Muhammad Hassan and Mustafa Ali is that Hassan had a blank slate to be a heel, whereas we all know Ali right now has had history as a babyface. Pero, and malaking pero, he has gone on record to say that it's his idea, and for us to trust him. So, okay, if he says that it's all coming from him, then okay, sige, I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt and see where he takes it, because he's managed to make these other stories work before.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that I'm also willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, because diba, nakita natin what he was able to do with Retribution, and that was just a hot mess if we ever did see one in wrestling. So, kahit paano, he was able to make that work with all his online promos, diba? So, malay natin, this might actually work out better, because he has a reputation for always making these awkward, shall we say, awkward storylines work. So, malay natin, he actually, if this does come from his mind, malay natin, he can make it work.
Yeah, tama ka when you say that he tried to make Retribution work. And if he could make that mess work, then I think there is something to this. I just hope that Julian says, magkakaroon din ng goon si Ali and may isa-strangle din siya like Muhammad Hassan did The Undertaker. I think he is self-aware enough to avoid the terrorist tropes. Kasi he's already blaming the crowd for booing him for being racist. So I don't think he's going to come out and actually reinforce racist stereotypes. No Roman, no Arab outfit for Ali. Again, none of these racist stereotypes are going to be happening if Ali is going to be thinking of everything about this story.
Pero si chill, Tony D'Angelo, okay lang.
Y'all gotta chill.
Pero si Tony D'Angelo, okay lang.
I don't know. It's kind of weird if diba, we did with Mustafa Ali what happened nga with Muhammad Hassan, as Rose said. I think it's really more problematic if it's a person of color and then we rely on racist stereotypes. I acknowledge what Chino's saying here na, but okay lang kapag si Tony D'Angelo. I don't know. I guess it's less distasteful just because parang, you know, Tony D'Angelo is not a person of color. I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Italians are a persecuted minority at the moment. Parang nobody is nobody's avoiding Italians. Oy, oy, kasi baka mafia ka. Ganun sa ano, sa streets of New York or Chicago. So not in the same way that Middle Eastern Americans get, you know, the racist treatment in America. So
no, but I mean, if we're going to make a blanket statement that racism is bad, then why shouldn't it apply to all races, di ba? Look at Santino. Santino was never a mafioso in the WWE, and he was able to carve out a career. The man, daming Italian American wrestlers who had that appeal, who had that lineage, and yet never had to rely on that stereotype. Diba si Enzo Amore never had to become a mafioso, kahit sabihin mong Jersey-ish yung character niya, but that's still not a racist stereotype. So if you're going to release a blanket statement and say racism is bad, shouldn't it be for all races? Or why are you trying to justify saying that racism is bad unless you're white? That's not fair.
No, yeah, you're right. You're right. But you know, Jackie is right in saying that, you know, making fun of white stereotypes doesn't get white people killed. That's, like I said, hindi naman siya ano. But again, you're not wrong either in saying that we should probably do better than do racist stereotypes. I'm just saying that you're not going to get this from Ali, especially if he's the one thinking of this character.
Yeah, we have to remember that he's still the guy who's gone on record to say that, you know, he doesn't like this type of treatment in the first place. And the fact that it made it on TV probably means that Mustafa Ali probably has some input. And if he has that input, then he can probably steer it in the direction he wants to take it. Now, hopefully isn't as problematic as we think it could be, diba? So there. We're going to wrap a bow around the SmackDown talk for now. We're going to go to Raw and NXT after the break. But first, we got to let you know about how you can support the podcast at the upcoming 11/11 sale by doing your online shopping over on Lazada.
All right, guys, it's going to be 11/11 next week. So if you want to take part in this big sale and get that Christmas shopping done on Lazada, all you got to do is use our affiliate link to support our podcast in the process. It is podlink.co/IAM. podlink.co/IAM. Type that in your mobile browser, add to cart, and check out on the app. And what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast at no extra cost to you.
Did you know you can get a Union Bank Lazada credit card and support the Wrestling podcast at the same time? Yes, you can. And here's how.
Yes, you just got to sign up on the Union Bank website by going through our affiliate link. It is podlink.co/LJ9, podlink.co/LJ and the number 9. Every sign up that you get, that we get on the Union Bank website, helps us do what we do here in the podcast. Again, at no extra cost.
And now a quick word from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
If you're a podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, we want to share with you a tool that we use to help monetize our podcasts. It's called Podmetrics.
You may have heard about it before, but let me tell you now, Podmetrics is a platform that allows you to have full control of how you monetize your podcast. You can collab with brands just like we do here on the Wrestling Podcast and choose between the many merchants that fit your podcast's audience. It also gives you tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly so you can maximize your earning potential.
Not just that, you can also track how many of your listeners you were able to convert and know how much you've earned in real time. Cashing out is also a breeze. So if you're a podcaster, make sure you sign up by clicking the link in the description of this podcast episode and use our referral code Wrestling2XPod. That's Wrestling number 2XPOD so you can monetize your podcast too.
Gusto ko yung na-appreciate ni Eli yung break music. Ako rin, actually. I think it's pretty trippy. Anyway, let's get to some shoutouts over on Kumu.
Hey, saying what's up to our new follower, Shaddy Evans, who also sent us a halo-halo.
Hey!
And has a question for us, asking us, hello, Paul, in your opinion, is it possible for The Rock to have an appearance on Survivor Series?
Wala siya kasi he is shooting Young Rock in Australia. But if anything, you could probably expect, you know, via satellite again.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the very least, an appearance to promote this new Netflix movie.
I mean, if they're celebrating his 25th anniversary, they might pull something off. But yeah, Young Rock Season 2 is filming.
Yeah. All right. Saying, of course, what's up to Scumageddon, who has sent us a bunch of ha-ha-has.
Yay.
Thank you, Scumageddon. Also saying what's up to Patrick Guandal. Guys, keep hitting those hearts. Keep letting the people of Kumu know you love this wrestling bomb on a Thursday.
All right, let's go to Raw now. And let's talk about Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair. I believe fourth encounter na nila to since their feud started. And it was a really good opening match, especially for Raw. And we haven't really had a match that long for an opener in quite a while. So that was pretty refreshing. And do you think that this is the end for Becky Bianca? Is Bianca walking away? Because they did tease Liv Morgan going against Becky.
Yeah, I think this is it. We've gotten Becky versus Bianca over the past 3 months or so. And it's time to give it a rest. Becky has returned successfully. Bianca has made her case as one of the top women's wrestlers in the company. So I think mission accomplished is done. It's time to build up someone new.
Although that said, I wouldn't be surprised if we see this rivalry once in a while.
Yeah.
maybe many years down the road, like a year or two later. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Bianca and Becky go at it again because it seems to have a formula that works.
Emil says na Becky has found her groove again and that he loves it. So let me ask you this question, because, you know, Becky's really doing everything she can to be a heel, but she's still really, really popular. So what do you think Becky has to do to really be hated by the fans?
I don't know. I think she would have to pull off. She pulls off some MJF stuff, didn't it? And then people still like her. So I don't know what she can do, honestly, at this point.
This will sound weird. I feel like she has to change her hair color. I feel like the red hair has been synonymous with her identity as the female superstar. And it screams something very Irish, which she is. I'm not saying that she's Irish, but then at the same time, it's also something that is so drastic that nobody will expect it and will immediately put her over. Just look at Mandy Rose. Mandy Rose's new look helped her a lot.
Sasha, when she became the blueprint.
Sasha. So feeling if you do something as drastic as changing her hairstyle, might actually work.
And new hair, new me?
Pwede, yeah. Diba? Bakit hindi?
I don't know. Kasi I'm thinking of something Becky could say or something Becky could do. Like, I don't know, make fun of someone dead that people like. I don't know. Or call people really bad things, like how MJF called Darby an incel. I don't really know. But I think the hair thing's the safer thing to do.
Sino stan si Kobe Bryant ulit?
I don't know, dude.
She can insult people. Like, she's insulted crowds, right? And then people still love her.
She's insulted crowds before and people still love her. I feel like it's an aesthetic thing. If she changes her look drastically, people won't have anything attached to it. Just look at Roman Reigns. Hindi nga siya nagbago ng hairstyle, but I mean, they took away the tactical pants and the vest and they changed one glove and gave him new music. So feeling ko kasama na din yun sa package niya.
Alam ko na. Think about it, the more natama si Chino. But yes, Goro, go ahead.
Alam ko na. I know now how Becky can get people to hate her. She can just call herself the American Dream and that she will end racism in wrestling.
So I don't know if you've seen this, but there was a guest thing Becky Lynch did where she pulls off a very good Karen accent, as in white girl American accent. Sobrang galing, sobrang annoying. Like, if she did that and as Chad put out in the comment section, like, if she acted like a Karen, I think that could work too.
Yeah, pwede. I hope so. I mean, like, if she was really good at being annoying, diba?
Yeah, oh, kung sustainable yung accent work niya, bakit hindi, di ba? She can do it 300 nights a row.
Yeah. All right, other stuff happening on Raw. The WWE Championship picture now looks like it's going to be Big E versus Seth versus Kevin Owens. And people have been talking online about Kevin Owens' 3 months, 3 years promo where he's clearly teasing the situation with his contract. Obviously, none of us know what's really going on. But what do you think about what he said?
I think he's just driving up leverage to get a better deal. I think he is pretty well off in the WWE right now. And if Vince really likes him, he'll keep him around for much more money. I think that's what he's doing, driving up the price.
To si Aaron, sinabi niya yung gusto kong sabihin, Mount Rushmore. So if you guys didn't know, the Young Bucks actually added the acronym MROW to their Twitter page.
No, wala na. Tinanggal na nila.
Tinanggal
they kept
na
it
nila.
For like a day.
Right.
Yeah,
so they actually added the letters MROW, which actually means Mount Rushmore of Wrestling, which is yung gang stable nilang apat. It's the Super Click and Kevin Owens. Now, I don't know why the Bucks would do that. Maybe as a favor for a friend to help him get a better deal. But at the same time, kung ikaw si KO and you see all your friends having fun on the other side of the fence, and matatempt ka din tumalon eh, di ba?
That's true.
Especially if you've been able to do everything you've always wanted to do in the WWE. Di ba? You worked with Jericho, nag-champion ka na, you did a Hell in a Cell, you did a WrestleMania. Parang matatempt ka din na gawin yun. But I am with Ro here and I'm gonna say na dapat hindi kasi secure na siya doon and he has stable employment, but at the same time kung gusto niya talagang gawin, di ba, why should we stop him from doing what he wants?
Yeah,
Yeah, we've talked about this before. Then yung naging solution din natin at the end, or resolution natin at the end, was AEW is just way too crowded na rin, even for someone like KO. But ultimately, as Chino just mentioned, whatever makes KO happy, diba? So
yeah, I don't want him to jump either. Pero yun, yeah, whatever makes him happy.
Yeah, we can leave the contract bit at that. But going back to yung championship picture, what do you think about KO now also being in the mix, going up against Big E while Seth is also hanging around in the picture?
I like it. It's one way to make the championship scene fresh, and it's a good way to use their new SmackDown picks, their picks from SmackDown. You drafted all these upper mid-card guys, so you might as well put them on the WWE championship scene. Habang wala pa si Bobby Lashley. So I like it. It goes to show what the new pecking order on Raw is, and it's different. It's refreshing to me until it becomes, you know, stale in a matter of months.
I like how they're using the new SmackDown rosters, but at the same time, I also wanted to see a little bit more of a fleshing out with just Seth and Big E, or Seth and KO. Now that said, kung totoo nga aalis si Kevin Owens, syempre, bibigyan talaga siya ng storyline for him to convince him to stay. If he does stay, then I want to see more of the story between the both of them.
It'll be interesting to see kung anong gagawin nila with KO. Are they going to turn him heel again? He hasn't really been heel in about 2 or 3 years. So I actually want to see heel KO again and to have him go up against Big E and then nadun nga lang din si Seth just hovering around. I think this is a refreshing title scene.
Gusto kong mangyari is I want Kevin Owens to be the Eddie Kingston of WWE. So yeah, have him be the tweener. Straddle the line between face and heel. Tapos hindi clear minsan kung ano siya, but he's just being Kevin Owens. So I think that would work best for him.
Or he could have a bit of Mox in him and bring back the prize fighter gimmick. Now, I don't care about friends. I don't care about anyone. I just care about my family. And providing for my family means I have to be a champion para marami akong pera.
Yeah. Okay din yan.
Other stuff going on over on Raw, Zelina Vega and Carmella are now the number one contenders for the Women's Tag Team Championships. What do you think about this? Because for me, the takeaway is, wow, the Queen's Crown Tournament winner is actually looking strong. That's great.
Yeah, same. She gets a championship shot, and that's all you can ask for winning such a monumental tournament.
Saka they're really doing right by Zelina Vega here ever since she made her comeback, diba? Made her queen of the ring, and now she gets to be number one contender for a title. So good for her. They are really giving her the shot that she's been wanting.
Feeling ko rin mas maraming magagawa with the Women's Tag Team Championship sina Zelina and Carmella as opposed to Rhea and Nikki. Like, after Rhea and Nikki won, wala masyadong nangyari in the tag team division.
Wala rin kasi masyadong team sa tag team division. So they're repopulating that again and trying to do... I think there's only like two teams right now in the women's tag division. So there's that as well. So you might as well give it to them.
Yeah, that's the answer to Rowan's question at this point. As for one more point for Raw, Damian Priest's new double-edged character. What do you think about this? We kind of touched on it last week, but we saw a little bit more establishing in this week's episode. So does it work for you now?
Yeah, okay naman siya sa akin. It gives him more of an edge, I think. I like the music. I like that it gives him a bigger justification to be more rough, not just the cool guy who's hanging around backstage and happens to be United States champion, diba?
Yeah, I agree. It gives a lot. Also, it gives people something to grasp onto. Diba? Like Rose said, hindi kasi siya concrete idea, yung cool guy in dark shades gimmick niya. It wasn't really like something that you could sell. And if you're talking WWE terms, you want a character that you can package. Diba? And with Damian Priest, I feel like they've found something here that they might be going for. So, I don't know. I'm willing to give it more of a chance this week.
See, it kind of reminded me of Finn and how Finn has Demon Finn, diba? But I think the difference with the Damian Priest character is he has to wait for a catalyst, like a moment talaga for him to snap, and that happens mid-match, as opposed to Finn, it's during the story and then at the climax, saka siya naging Demon Finn Super Saiyan. See, Damian Priest, he goes Super Saiyan mid-battle, and like you see it when his eyes go all bug-eyed and he just freaks out in the middle of the ring, diba?
Yeah, that's a better that's a better tweak to the gimmick than the Finn. I still don't like Demon Finn at this point. So this is much better execution.
si Demon Finn lumalabas lang siya pag trip ni Vince magpa-makeup.
Aaron says that this is Festus. This isn't Festus because Festus had to wait for the bell to ring. And then
saka siya magiging killer. Yeah.
Tsaka si Festus, no offense, but he was a comedy wrestler. So
yeah, like Damon Priest is actually at this point I think na medyo tumaas yung ceiling niya with this type of character. Medyo wait and see pa rin, as with all things that we see on TV. So there, that's gonna do it for Raw this week. Let's go to NXT. And sa Raw, we were talking about how there are multiple challengers for the WWE Championship. We're kind of getting the same thing on NXT. And I want to make the comparison with the Tommaso Ciampa thing to SmackDown versus Raw. If you remember the GM modes in the video games, diba, when you click on a superstar on your brand, you'll see sino yung friends niya, sino yung enemies niya. And I think in WWE 2K, they kind of adapted this too. So in kay Tommaso Ciampa, ang dami yung enemies ngayon. He has Melo. He has Braun Breaker. He has Johnny Gargano probably eyeing the championship again. I like this because they can go in so many different directions while keeping Ciampa the champion.
I don't think they were going to make Johnny Gargano versus Tommaso Ciampa a thing. I think it was just a nice little tease to, you know, nod to the wrestling fans who love that series. So I think yung mga pairing talaga is going to be veteran versus rookie. So it's going to be more mellow than anything than Johnny Gargano over there. And I like this because it does, they do kind of make it like a champ versus champ thing, but they also are giving the push to Mello, who is actually pretty impressive, all things considered, in his first year or so in the company.
Yeah, feeling ko tama si Ro dun sa Gargano-Ciampa thing. Kasi, first of all, if you do that, it already breaks all of Vince's rules.
Yeah.
Na no indie guys, no midgets, etc. Diba? So parang bawal na yun sa rules niya. But then at the same time, I feel like while Carmelo Hayes makes a good case against Tommaso Ciampa, I don't feel like Braun Breaker ulit to because it feels like Braun is like the Vince guy that Vince wants to really push. You know, so it feels like he fits the mold and it feels like he looks like the next big deal for this iteration of NXT. So di ako magugulat pag bumalik ulit sila doon. And if he gets the title, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Yeah, Aaron's asking, do you think Braun is gonna get called up soon? I don't think so. I think kailangan niya muna ma-establish yung sarili niya as yung top guy ng NXT. So I think na Braun Breaker being NXT champion is happening sooner than later. Kasi yung loss niya to Ciampa really paints him in this hero's journey na yung setback, diba, sa setup for a comeback. So parang nandun na siya ngayon. And I think he's gonna have that redemption story where he overcomes Ciampa and figures out how to defeat him.
People are saying though that Braun has been booked in live events, so I actually didn't know that. So if that is the thing, then I think they are actually trying him out, you know, for a potential call up. So if he does well in those live events and if the crowd takes to him as Steiner, then I have a feeling he will be called up sooner than later.
Chino, any thoughts?
Yeah, no. I've already said what I wanted to say about Braun Breaker. Sayang, we don't get to see him as an NXT champion kung yun nga yung nangyayari. But I'm hopeful na he brings something fresh to the main roster instead of another Vince guy just populating the scene.
Maro commenting, yes, that was a Jesse Mendiola reference, obviously. Nice catch. See, Julian in the comments, he wanted to talk about Zion Quinn. And I kind of want to do too, because it was really weird watching that. Like,
yeah.
I mean, parang awkward siya. You don't want to watch it, but you also kind of want to watch it. Parang nakagano ka, like, that's how I felt in that segment.
It was a good song choice, because it was pretty over with the crowd, I would say.
You sexy boy?
Yeah. Nadala yung song choice because of that. And if he picked another song, it would have been more awful, I think. So good on him for picking Sean's theme song. And I guess it's them testing him to see if he can run with different gimmicks. Because if you get segments like that, it's usually you being tested to see what you can do with character wise. So I guess they have high hopes for Zion Quinn, and they want to see if he can hang with whatever gimmick they want to give him. And so far, I think he passed the test. Because he did it, no question. He gave it his all.
Chino, your verdict on Zion Quinn?
Well, I mean, you guys, it's a hard, because yung gimmick niya ngayon is what? He's the nice guy, right? The gentleman.
Oh, yeah. Smooth gentleman, badass. Right? Yeah.
Like, it falls a little flat for me, to be honest. Like,
Tell me why.
I've looked at it now, and I feel like nice guy really doesn't have much of an edge. Kahit sabihin natin, inuupakan niya yung mga rude people. Like, it doesn't really set him apart. It doesn't give him much of a drive to succeed, right? Like, if he's just a nice guy, then why should he go after titles, right? Why should he want to succeed in an industry where it's all about being tough and aggressive and getting what you want, right? So with this, I feel like, yes, they are trying to give him a different spin on his character, trying something fresh with him. And sana they find something. Because while they're in NXT, especially for a lot of the people who are not from the indies, they will try and see what sticks to the wall. Diba? They just keep throwing things and try and see what works. And then if it works, then good. If it doesn't, they move on.
From one badass, we go to another. Actually, I want to ask you both, who came out the bigger badass from this week's episode of NXT? Was it Zion Quinn or Solo Sikoa?
Solo, siempre. Kasi he wasn't the one who sang HBK's theme song. I mean, there's that, you know. So, if we're talking about badass, diba?
Yeah, Solo then. Yeah, definitely Solo.
I'm much higher on Solo Sikoa now than I am on Zion Quinn. Like, if we had to do yung rookie rankings natin for NXT 2.0, I think I'd put Solo Sikoa in top 5, easy. I love him. I love his look. I love what he's doing. Good touch yung Rikishi hip attack during the match. I hope na he finds himself in a Braun Breaker type of situation.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I was going to say that they eventually have to, you know, do the bloodline thing. Because he is very obviously a Fatu.
Yes.
He's very obviously an Uso.
Kahit palitan mo yung, even if you change his last name, his face doesn't lie. So, I mean, he really just, it's like, kahit hindi niya kamukha yung Usos, kamukha niya si Rikishi eh. So, it's so hard to distinguish himself as a non-Fatu. That said, I wouldn't be surprised if in a year's time, we see another new member to the bloodline.
Tapos, he tweets on Twitter that he had to fight for scraps on the street. So, ano yun, hindi siya mahal ni Rikishi kasi hindi siya binibigyan ng pagkain.
Hindi siya pinakain ng bata.
Hindi siya pinakain ng bata.
Iniiwan siya ni Roman tsaka ng Usos pag nagpo-football sila.
Or yung bedroom niya parang kay Harry Potter, yung cupboard under the stairs. people in the comments are also mentioning the lashing out with Lash Legend segment. What did you think about that? And then, you know, they had the producer come out. That producer, by the way, was here in the Philippines nung WWE scouting trip sa PWR nung 2017. He was the producer with a camera at the show. So just so you know, his name is Ryan Katz. What did you think about that whole segment? Now, Tony D'Angelo and Lash Legend really are feuding. And I don't get why. I don't know where this is going.
Oh, we already talked about Tony D'Angelo here, so there's nothing else to say about that. Pero feeling ko, it's just them trying to write TV stuff for NXT 2.0 and it's trying to see what sticks.
Yeah, same. It's like, kasi nga, a lot of these people don't have indie backgrounds. Say these people with the least racist tone possible. A lot of these people don't have indie backgrounds, which means they don't really have much of a character to go by. And so, kung ganito lang din yung basehan nyo, you're gonna try and build out storylines literally from scratch. Kasi you're trying to create personalities here and characters that people can latch on to. And that said, because Tony D'Angelo and Lash Legend are starting from the bottom here, they're gonna try and whatever works. Kasama lang yan sa process ng building a new brand. Because NXT 2.0 is still very, very young.
Right. So yeah, let's step outside the ring here. Got a couple of bits of news from outside the ring before we go to AEW. And there was a report that came out this week. Now, apparently, the relationship between Vince McMahon and Bray Wyatt didn't turn out very well towards the end of Bray Wyatt's stay in WWE. And that was reportedly because see Bray Wyatt that was complaining now about booking and about creative. Like, he didn't like certain things like Burn Fiend, and they had to readjust the WrestleMania feud with Randy Orton. Again, this is all hearsay. It's based on whatever's being leaked and whatever's being reported dito sa mga wrestling news sites. But what do you make out of all of this that we're reading right now?
I'm on Bray's side here because if you've seen his booking in his last few years or so in the WWE, then you would see the reason why he had to be outspoken about it. I'm sure Chino agrees.
Yeah, no, kung totoo nga na he wasn't happy. Sorry, were you done, bro?
No, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, if you kung totoo nga na he wasn't happy, it's very obvious. There were reports that said that he wasn't happy with the Brent Fiend costume. Especially yung mask, kasi diba mas makapal yung mask niya given the added layer of burned flesh. That's a sentence I never thought I'd say before. But given the added layer of burned flesh, mas nahirapan siyang gumalaw. And he really told Vince this, and Vince was just dismissive of it. So kung totoong ganun yung nangyari with regards to their relationship faltering out, I want to know na wherever Bray Wyatt, Wyndham Rotunda, or whatever name he goes by, ends up, he will be in a place where he's actually treated a lot better, shall we say.
Yeah, we don't really know where he's ending up next. Pero mayroong reports from Wrestling Inc. na he doesn't want to do the indies. He was reportedly seen on a Warner Brothers lot, so maybe he's going to be doing movies or whatever. And, you know, as we all speculate, kasi wala naman tayong lahat alam, di ba? I just want him to be happy. I just want him to be in a good place where he can actually use his creative chops.
See, Adam just said something something very thought-provoking here. Let's wait for his scheduled interview with Fightful Select. Meron na ba?
Sure. I don't know. Wala pa ang nabalitaan. But if it happens, it happens.
He wants to, you know, air his side soon enough. So I'm sure it's going to happen sooner or later. But I'm going to say that he has a lot of money from WWE. So he's pretty set there. So I understand why he doesn't want to work the indies anymore. If he wants to go act, he can act. So I'm sure he can kill it over there in that line of work. So whatever makes him happy, I am supporting that.
Yeah, same here. We're going to talk about AEW in a bit. That includes the news about Jon Moxley from this week. But first, we got to take a break and let you know about how you can support the podcast through your online shopping on 11.11, this time over on Shopee.
All right, guys. Shopee is having 11.11 next week, you know, as usual. All you got to do to support the podcast while doing your shopping is to use our affiliate link. It is podlink.co/W9X, podlink.co/W9X. Type that in your mobile browser, add the cart, and check out from the app. And what you buy will help us do what we do here on the podcast at no extra cost to you.
Another brand we really love here on the podcast is Nike. And if you want to hook yourself up with some sweet gear over at Nike Southeast Asian online store, you can do that and support the podcast in the process as well.
Right. Sneakers are getting big in the wrestling world. So if you want to get your own kicks and your own Nike gear as well, you got to do that by supporting the podcast and shopping on the Nike Southeast Asia store. All you got to do is use our affiliate link, podlink.co/2J8, podlink.co/2J8. And what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast at no extra cost.
All right. Let's take a break and hear from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, Stan C here. Just dropping by to let you know that I have my own podcast called On Deck with Stan C, where I interview iconic radio personalities as well as my friends in the radio industry. We talk about their origin stories, their most memorable on-air moments, the radio industry in the digital age, and so much more. So, if you're a radiohead, just like me, make sure to follow and subscribe to On Deck with Stan C, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcast fix.
Let's get to some shout-outs over on Kumu.
Firstly, Scumageddon says, Priest destroying T-Bar will finally bring Dijakovic back to life, hopefully. Sabi ni, he was number one. If only KO's Universal title reign was ran properly. Talking about Kevin Owens in the title picture. So, he was number one. Also sent us Kilig. Weird. No, no. And Abby, thanks. our friend on the podcast, Abby says, sent us 10 halo-halos.
Hey.
Scumageddon also says something here very pertinent to our discussions with regards to contract. Kyle O'Reilly's contract is up next month. Do you think he's staying?
No, I don't think he's staying. Especially after seeing what Adam Cole is doing now. Parang mahirap na yun. And his role, he's kind of been demoted on NXT, diba? From main event to upper mid carder. So I don't think he's sticking around for that.
Yeah, I'm going to say the same thing about Kevin Owens. Again, it's way too crowded. But then again, they were able to carve out some room for Bobby Fish. I don't know. Who knows, right?
With regards to guys like Kevin Owens, like Adam Cole and Bobby Fish jumping ship, they know that they're not really main event guys. Right? But then at the same time, they're getting to wrestle the way they want to wrestle in a company that treats them with respect or values their contributions to wrestling. And that said, kung si Kyle O'Reilly na accept niya yun sa sarili niya na, hey, I can do what I love versus having to play this corporate game here in the WWE, then why not jump ship, diba? Again, crowded and all that, but do what you want to do, Kyle.
Yeah, see, Julian says na Ciampa and Gargano are the only guys from the 2016 to 2019 era. Not exactly. Meron pa rin mga nandun sa, ano, sa Performance Center and on the main roster, actually. So, hindi lang naman sila yung nandun pa. Let's go to AEW and talk about some stuff outside the ring that made the news, specifically the announcement that Jon Moxley has checked himself into a rehab facility for alcohol. And everybody has said what needs to be said about this, that being, you know, Jon Moxley is totally doing the right thing, the brave thing. And I guess we want to extend support to Jon Moxley, to Renee Paquette, their family, and everybody who is struggling with alcoholism or any type of addiction. Tama yung sinabi ni CM Punk on Dynamite kanina. If you need help, please get help. Please ask somebody, call a family member, call a friend, a confidant, somebody who can help you get the help that you need. And it's really unfortunate that this is happening at a time when people were getting excited for Mox versus Bryan. But at the end of the day, mas importante pa rin yung health ni Jon Moxley. So I really salute Mox for taking this opportunity to get the help that he needs.
I just want to add to that. For Mox to check himself in a time where they couldn't wait for him to wrap up existing storylines right now, means that it must have been really bad. And I'm really happy and proud of Jon Moxley for acknowledging that it's time to go, no matter what else is happening outside. So good on him for trying to get help, and good then for his family that he is trying to get help.
Yeah, people online have been making noise about it. A lot of good, some bad. So all I want to say is I hope that we don't make jokes about Mox, especially at a time like this.
Wait. Speaking of some bad. Okay, guys, any of you listening to this right now, I hope that none of you are the type to blame either WWE or AEW for forcing him to be, you know, an alcoholic or whatever. It's nobody's fault, okay? Sometimes life is just hard and we do what we do to cope. And sometimes what we do to cope is really unhealthy. So I don't want to hear anything about WWE possibly treating him better or AEW forcing him to drink or stuff, or, you know, distasteful stuff like that. So the important point here is Jon Moxley is getting help.
Yep. Amen. Amen. All right. So, okay, let's go to the wrestling of it also, AEW, because obviously the consequence of this real life event is that Mox isn't in the world title eliminator anymore. And Miro steps in because he's the only guy from the power rankings, at least the top five, who wasn't in the tournament. And I thought he was a great choice, great move to put him over Orange Cassidy and just destroy him in the main event. And it sets up Miro versus Bryan at Full Gear. So what do you guys think about this matchup? Let's start with Chino.
Haven't we seen this before?
So we've seen it on TV once or twice. Isang tag team match in WWE, and then isang singles match. It was a Money in the Bank qualifier from 2018.
I'm really interested to see how they set this apart from Rusev versus Daniel Bryan. You get what I'm saying here? Like, maybe they have a lot more creative control now and they can do things that they weren't able to do in the WWE. But I'm really excited to see how, number one, how Miro is able to wrestle differently now in his new character. And number two, how Bryan Danielson is able to wrestle differently against somebody he's wrestled before.
I think Bryan Danielson will be bringing his slower style to Miro this time. So even though he is once again the smaller guy between the two of them, I think they're going to have a lot more time to work, and Bryan will be wrestling like, you know, the bigger man like that he is. And I want to see how it's much different in an AEW ring than in a WWE ring. So I think it's going to be different talaga.
Adam points out na wala nga naman talagang ginagawa si Miro ever since he lost yung TNT Championship. And I love how this all came together because it gives Miro a reason to cut a promo on God and say na, yeah, okay, now you're giving me a reason to forgive you. Now's your chance to prove yourself and redeem yourself to me. It's really good delusional stuff, to be very honest. And if we want to peg for Miro versus Bryan, I think yung 2018 match na Bryan and Brock Lesnar from Survivor Series is a good peg.
Sana, but I hope it's longer than that. Kasi that was still a short match.
It was.
Yeah, it was a short match. Also, heel si Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, but Brock's the bigger heel against Bryan any day of the week.
That's true. Okay.
So, ito, sure babyface si Bryan, sure heel si Miro. So, I'm excited for this. Full Gear shaping up to be really fun. Also happening at Full Gear tonight, yung 5-on-5 ng Inner Circle versus Men of the Year and American Top Team. And somebody in the comment section called it last week na Dan Lambert was going to be the fifth member of American Top Team. And I really popped for this. You know, weeks ago when we first saw Dan Lambert, I was really criticizing him and saying, I hate this guy. But now I love the guy. Like, I think he's really getting it and coming into his own as a wrestling character.
I think gets naman niya yung what he needed to be as a heel manager. I think he really understood it from the start. He was just really being very annoying intentionally just to be a heel. So I respected that. And now more than ever, not now that he is not just a random character that that has no bearing on AEW at all, mas tanggap na natin siya lahat. And I think this is good for him and the Men of the Year.
So, coming from somebody that doesn't really have a wrestling background, it's not one of these legends, like sila Tully or sila Arn, diba? He really understands the role very well. And he really knows how to draw heat very well. Diba? Now, and siguro may MMA background siya, being that he does own an MMA gym. Diba? So I don't know what he can really do in the ring. Pero feeling ko some smarmy antics lang yan dahil medyo matanda na si
Tito Dan.
Sabi ni Roman J, sayang Paige Van Zandt versus Inner Circle. I was actually rooting for that. I mean, so Paige is actually pretty good on the mic, ha? I was surprised nung siya na yung nagpa-promo at Chris Jericho. And I was rooting for Paige because what Chris Jericho was saying was actually misogynistic. So I want to see Paige Van Zandt knock Chris Jericho out, man. I think she can be a good heel. Have Dan Lambert as her manager. AEW has another crossover star.
Yeah, I think if she wanted to, I think Paige could do it. Feeling ko naman, the only reason why she isn't physically involved is because the Inner Circle doesn't have a female member.
Yeah. Diba?
So if they did, this would be a whole different story.
For sure,
Who would you put in the Inner Circle na babae?
I don't know.
People are saying Diamante kasi meron siyang connection to ano, Santana and Ortiz from their LAX days.
Pero I don't know either. I just don't know. It would have to be someone who Jericho trusts, and I don't know who Jericho trusts sa women's
division. Wala rin akong maisip, to be honest. Like, yung Diamante connection, I just saw it online. Carmelo in the comments is saying that Miro is overrated. I don't know, man. I think you just really have to watch his stuff.
Okay, dude. We have a hater. Woo! Miro was pretty good in this current run. So I don't know if it's because you just didn't like Miro was the best man when he came into AEW, and he was a cuckold when he left WWE, but he is really putting it together in this God's favorite champion run. So, I don't know. Okay. If you don't like him, then you don't like him. Pero he's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. That's about it for AEW for this week. We're probably going to talk about that more next week when we predict Full Gear. But for now, we got to do TBT because this week we're celebrating 25 years of The Rock in WWE. That's why I am wearing my The Rock t-shirt and my SmackDown cap. Of course, as we know, the word SmackDown wouldn't be in the dictionary if it were not for Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So tonight we're asking everybody from here on the podcast at the Peanut Gallery, what are your favorite The Rock moments? Let's start with Chino, since he's the one who's probably seen The Rock longer than the three of us.
Yeah, no, I've seen Rocky Maivia. That's how long I've been watching wrestling. Rocky Maivia debuting to a crowd that didn't understand why he had a grass skirt on was something that I remember clearly. That was, they really tried to put him over with that shoulder breaker. And they tried to put him over as a third generation superstar. And unfortunately, it didn't work. So when The Rock debuted after, nakalimutan ko na kung sino yung ginump nila, but when The Nation of Domination jumped somebody and The Rock was revealed to be one of its newest members, that's when I realized at however old I was that they had something on their hands here. Because they didn't, this is what we've been talking about this entire time. With Becky Lynch, Roman Reigns, Bayley, Sasha Banks, they just changed the guy's look, gave him a new gimmick, and immediately he was over. He wasn't in a teal pair of trunks anymore. He was in dark sunglasses and a nice shirt, and immediately people started hating him. They say heel na heel din dating niya, diba? So it was just a testament to how good the WWE is at packaging people, at allowing people to, you know, sell a gimmick in the best way possible. So yun yung pinaka naalala ko in The Rock, that very first one.
Ikaw, Ro.
The first Rock stuff I ever saw was, you know, the highlights from the Attitude Era. So he was major over. He was mainstream over. And everybody was doing the people's eyebrow, the people's elbow, the rock bottom. Everyone was doing that. So that's my early memories of The Rock. But my favorite Rock moment of all, and this is serious this time, is the This Is Your Life segment that he had with Mick Foley in 2004. So ito yung kasagsagan ng aking wrestling fandom in the Ruthless Aggression era, and he was doing a This Is Your Life segment with Mick Foley, and it was just the funniest thing ever for teenage Ro, diba? So the Rock's sophomoric humor was a huge hit, and it's no secret why he is, you know, one of the most popular wrestlers to this day, because he's just that funny.
Sorry, just to put one in there real quick. Armageddon 2000, The Rock in a Hell in a Cell, doing all those impressions of all those guys from Kurt. Hanapin nyo online. It's good shit. Kurt Angle, Rikishi, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Undertaker. That's when you knew that The Rock had acting chops. Kasi ginaya lang niya lahat, tas ginago lang niya lahat ng tao. And then he went on to have the match. So it was good stuff. And I just remember seeing it online on Instagram at one of those random wrestling pages. And man, did it bring me back. Just good stuff.
I'm too young in the fandom to have really caught the best of Rock. When I came into the fandom, much like Ro, Ruthless Aggression, and then paalisa si Rock. So nung nabutan ko siya, it was him as a part-timer alongside Mick Foley taking on against Evolution at WrestleMania 20. And for me, it was like, oh wow, The Rock's still here. Oh wow, who are these guys sa kalaban niya? So it gave me a reason to be attached to The Rock and to Mick Foley and to really hate Evolution. Kasi, di ba, I was a new wrestling fan coming into it. So The Rock did a good job. And sila ni Mick Foley were great foils for Evolution to make me care about Orton, Batista, and Ric Flair. So that's the moment that really stands out to me.
You might have been a new wrestling fan that time, but Rowan here, the first time he saw The Rock was in the movie Tooth Fairy.
WWE, Scorpion King.
Oh my! Yeah. Or, you know, Walking Tall or something like that.
Right. That's way worse than me. So thanks, Rowan. Let's go to the comment section. Let's pick out some of them. Sabi ni Roman J, mga backstage segments ni The Rock. Boswaki points out the double turn at WrestleMania 17.
Oh yeah.
Ano pa ba? Sabi ni Adam, yung segments in a Hurricane and The Rock, those are pretty good. the backstage segments with the coach. Sino pa? Basically, The Rock dissing people from Triple H to Stephanie McMahon to, I think he once dissed Vicky Guerrero as well. Like, he did a Rock concert against her. You know, looking back, a lot of the things The Rock said from, you know, basically to all the female villains were also very problematic. But, you know, it was a product of its time. Aaron says, you empty arena match between The Rock and Mankind.
Oh, yeah, that was something, yeah.
Chad brings up Hollywood Rock in Canada and the Rikishi and Rikishi versus Austin. Sorry, ano to? Rikishi and Triple H versus Austin and The Rock. There. Nagulan ako dun. Tonight, we're all gonna do it for The Rock. Obviously, a reference to Rikishi. Ano pa ba?
I have a question for all of you guys listening. Kayo na rin. So, we all know The Rock as this juvenile, sophomoric frat boy from the Attitude Era. So, did you ever expect him to become this positive, motivational, really positive influencer type of character now in his old age?
Oh, honestly, I didn't even expect him to have this many movies. Yeah. Hindi ko one or two movies lang. Babalik na yan ng WWE eh. But for him to reach such supernova heights that he's in right now is actually so surprising. He was the first guy to do that. Kasi si Hulk Hogan, established na siya. No sumikat siya, di ba? When he did all those movies, he was pretty established. But with Dwayne here, they had to start from scratch. Diba? And when he got those first few movies, I was like, eh, WWE movies yan, babalik din yan after a while. But he didn't. He went on to star in franchises. Now he's Black Adam. And now I'm just like so shocked at how far that he's become. That there are actual people like Rowan who didn't even know he was a wrestler. Diba? People who didn't even know that he used to do the Rock Bottom and do that promo where he called people jabronis. Diba? It's just such a 180 degree turn for him.
Actually, ma-shocked ako na yung run talaga ni The Rock as a full-time performer was only 7 years. 1996 to 2003. That's it! After that, yeah. Part-timer na lang siya because as Chino points out, he went on to Hollywood superstardom and holy crap did he really pave the way for the Batistas of the world and everybody else who's been trying to make it in Hollywood coming from pro wrestling. Like Chino, I thought he would come back and be a full-timer ulit sa WWE, but that didn't happen because he didn't need that anymore. So, sobrang galing ng ginawa niya. But to answer Rose's question, I don't know kasi I never really thought of The Rock as a juvenile frat boy until I got smartened up to how problematic the things he was saying was. Alam mo yun? Like, it never really crossed my mind.
Tapos, ano, ngayon, super positive guy na siya.
Yeah.
Giving trucks to Haku and stuff.
I mean, I feel like he's always been positive. Just look at Cena. Cena's another example. Like a rap shot by he says misogynistic things in his rhymes. But then now he's such a renaissance man. Al siya ng Mandarin, nagpa-piano siya on his spare time. So feeling ko it's not black and white. People are a dichotomy unto themselves.
Yeah, character development, diba, as we like to talk about both on the podcast and on social media. So yeah, you love to see it. I want to give a shout out to our babyface producer, Gel, because you guys have to know this, all right? Behind the scenes, before we started the stream, we were talking among ourselves, what are we going to ask about The Rock, favorite match or favorite moment? And then Gel turns on his mic and says, it doesn't matter what you think. You knew sasabihin yun. And I'm like, that didn't even cross my mind. So good on you, babyface producer Kel.
Oh, mas madami ka ng points kay ni Kai. Joke lang.
And it does matter what you guys think, as you can see.
It does. So thank you to everybody who's been commenting sa baba. Let's get to our picks of the week as we wind down here. Let's start with you, Chino.
So for my very last pick of the week for 2021, tignan natin kung umabot ako dun sa New Japan Show. But this probably is the last one. So it better be good, right? It's Eddie Kingston versus Daniel Bryan on AEW. Like, I love me a good fight. And so that's where my pick goes out to.
How about you, Ro?
No, I have no other choice than that. Because that was the best match I've seen. Like, up to this point in the week. So I am going to have to ride Chino's answer here.
I was gonna say the same thing. Undisputed unanimous pick of the week from the three of us, Brian versus Eddie Kingston.
It was all so right. Good. I didn't expect Eddie Kingston to go as hard as he did, but goddamn, it was so good. So satisfying.
Yeah, that's some King's Road stuff for you.
Oh.
Leo in the comment section, pick of the week, out of character, Corey Graves. Thank you, Carmella. Bruce's pick of the week, CM Punk showing support to Mox in the ring. Sino pa ba? Jomari, pick of the week, Damian Priest versus T-Bar. Jackie, her pick of the week, yung excerpts from the Mox book. Actually, yes. I love those excerpts so much. I bought a copy this week. So yeah, I get you.
Okay. Doon na papabili ko kay Chino. Pag-uwi niya.
Kopya ng book ni Mox eh, no? Boswaki says, CM Punk promo, pick of the week.
Yeah, meron siya tayo mga picks sa Kumu.
Go.
Come again. He also loved The Rock making fun of his opponents in the six-man tag or six-man Hell in a Cell in Armageddon. Pero sabi niya, his pick of the week goes to Balor versus Gable from Raw.
Yeah, that
was
nice
pretty fun. Yeah. That was good. That was
pretty
good
as well.
All right. That's going to do it for us, actually. Last night, Julian, pick of the week. Hangman short promo over on Dynamite. All right. So there. Gotta say thank you to everybody. Really appreciate all of you who keep joining us for the streams. Of course, please don't forget to follow us on Spotify, on social media, everywhere that you can find the Wrestling Podcast. Any plugs, Chino, before you take your break?
Yeah, last two episodes of the Class Clown Podcast coming out this week. So this week is actually a very personal episode for me because I talk about coffee. Why? Because I'm always sleepy. That's why. I talked to John Tumulak of Argana Cafe about this new obsession I have with coffee. I've nice. Become such a coffee nerd. I swear, yes. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
So, yun yung pinagastasan ko sa mga 11-11 sales natin.
Same time.
Sa mga Lazada natin. Diba? Yes, sir. I bought me a pour over and a gooseneck kettle. And I talked to John Tumulak, a professional coffee connoisseur, about all of this. That episode drops tomorrow on the Class Clown Podcast. Just search for it online on Spotify. Give me a follow or log on to linktr.ee/chinosupersized.
Tweet niyo raw si Chino habang wala siya para may kasama naman siya, para may makausap siya in wherever he's going. Ro, any plugs on your end?
No, not at all. Pero sige, let's plug the TikTok account at Wrestling2XPod. Again, we are reacting to whatever you guys say on TikTok, especially if you guys ask us any good questions. So keep them coming. You can also see all the TikTok content we get up to on our Instagram Reels, on Twitter, on Facebook Stories, all of that good stuff. So if you want to see your comments and questions answered on those platforms, just give us a shout out on TikTok. And please read Smark Henry, smarkhenry.com.
Yeah, relating to TikTok, I posted a video, mga pro tips for Black Friday, especially for those of you who want to get your merch. So go check out that post on Wrestling2XPod sa Twitter. And para sa mga nagpapa-arbor ng mga merch na nasuot ko na, why would you do that? Yun lang, I just want to ask why, okay? Check out On Deck with Stancy, and now steaming at Chinoy Podcast, and Chinese by Blood, Filipino by Heart on CNN Philippines, Sundays at 8 p.m. Of course, follow us individually as well at Chino Supersized, at Roiswar, and at _Stancy. And as Jackie says, read smarkhenry.com for your wrestling news and reviews. Thank you to Babyface producer Gel behind the scenes and the rest of the Podcast Network Asia team and all of our subscribers, listeners, viewers, everybody who joins us on these streams. Really appreciate all of you. On that note, please double mask up. Stay at home if you can. Go get your vaccines if you can. And by next year, let's all go out and vote, man. On behalf of Ro Moran and Chino Liao, my name is Dan C. Wrestling Podcast out.
Peace.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hmm. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.